J-U-D-Y, Judy Holman, H-O-L-M-A-N, 52758, 11/20/24. 66-year-old woman lives at home by herself. She has a provider and lives in an apartment, has family, but they don't live with her, period. Any paragraph. She has two grown children, 40 and 46 years old, period. Any paragraph. She's originally from Austin, Texas. Period. She has suffers from ejection, low ejection fraction, systolic dysfunction, congestive heart failure. Patient also has a history of COPD, smoking abuse, but she's not smoking at this time, period. New paragraph. She has been O2 dependent since she was hospitalized with long COVID. With COVID, has now developed long COVID with anxiety, neuropathy, chronic pain, back pain, and joint pain. Period. In the paragraph, she says she almost died after she while she had COVID, and she's glad to be alive, even though she's very short of breath and very disabled, and has to have 4 liters of oxygen at all times. Period. Other medical issues include hypertension, CHF, lung disease, COPD, lung damage, interstitial lung damage related to COVID. Allergy, none. Family history: mother died of myocardial infarction, father died of some sort of cancer. Medication: Lasix 40 milligram a day, Losartan 50 milligram a day, which she has not been taking on a regular basis. Pro Air 4 times a day, nebulizer at least 4 times a day as well. Symbicort inhaler 1/60-4.5, 2 puffs once a day. Albuterol PRN for nebulizer, as I mentioned. Then she takes Jardiance 10 milligram a day, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Coric 25 BID, Aldactone 25 milligram twice a day, Ambien 5 milligram a day, Trazodone 50 milligram a day, and most recently has been placed on Protonix 40 milligram a day and Tylenol number 3 for pain, along with Xanax to help with the anxiety related to COVID-19, 0.5 milligram up to 3 times a day. Surgeries includes tubal ligation and hernia operation. Review of system: weakness, shortness of breath with activity, ADL dependency. Patient his bowel and bladder incontinent, but she tries to stay close to the bathroom and hates to use a diaper. At night, she uses a diaper. She's O2 dependent, has cardiac cachexia, weight loss of at least 5 pounds in the past 2 months. Patient has low ejection fraction, PND, orthopnea, and belongs to American Heart Association Class 4 of CHF classification, period. New paragraph. Currently, she's on 4 liters of oxygen, blood pressure 137/92, pulse is 110, O2 side 96% on 4 liters, period. Home review of system also put down decreased appetite, using a walker now, debility, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, put those in there. On exam, we have heart positive, some positive, stood distant, heart sign, lungs, ronchi, and aroused bilaterally, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, arm, mucosal hand lesion, logical movement of four extremities. Patient definitely has weakness, but no lateralizing symptom, and severe muscle wasting of the lower extremity. Number one, assessment number one, CHF. Number two, O2 dependency. Number three, cardiac cachexia. Number four, patient would like to get some insurance. She can't afford to buy it herself. She wants the nurse to bring her insured liquid because she has terrible teeth, and that keeps her from eating. But the main reason for weight loss is her cardiac cachexia. Next time is COPD. Next time is tobacco abuse. Next time is continue with NEP treatments. Next time is continue with Symbicort. Next time is refill Aldactone 25 BID. Next time is refill her 50 milligram of Losartan once a day. Next time she needs refill on her Xanax, 0.5 milligram and Tylenol number 3. Next time, because of her weakness, patient would like to be cared for at home at the with the help of hospice physician, nurses, and providers. It's very difficult, very taxing, and very and takes away all her energy just trying to get to the car to go to the doctor's office, and sitting there is almost impossible, period. In the paragraph, she has ADL dependency. She tries not to use an adult diaper, but has incontinence issues, especially in the evening, period. Cardiac cachexia is unavoidable, period. Patient has low ejection fraction by history, continues to require Lasix twice a day to keep her fluid status under control, period. As far as her PND orthopnea is concerned, patient sleeps on a wedge pillow at night to help her be able to breathe. Otherwise, she'd have to sleep in a recliner, period. New paragraph, she's not interested in evaluation regarding her teeth and wants vanilla insure. period. I explained to her that she should not run out of medication, including Jardiance, Aldactone, because those because of her heart condition and her low ejection fraction, she can decompensate very quickly and die. And she understands that. Thank you.